Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio, and with us now, 2 weeks after Sandy to the day, the chairman of the New York City Housing Authority, John Rhea, with power still out for some in public housing and homes too damaged to return to for many others. We've gone from housing emergency to housing crisis. Chairman Rhea, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me back, Brian.
First, give us a power report. How many outages remain as we speak, as far as you know, and where?
Well, we've made substantial progress from 402 buildings that were without electricity and a similar number that didn't have heat and hot water today, where we've restored 95% of the power to those buildings and over 75% of the heat and hot water has been restored. So we've made dramatic progress. We continue to see challenges in the areas that were hardest hit, Red Hook in Brooklyn and Coney Island. As well as the Rockaways are the two areas where we have, continue to work hard to get everything back up and restored.
I've seen a stat that says power has been restored to nearly 92% of all NYCHA buildings where it went out after Sandy. But does that mean only stairwells and hallways, the building infrastructure, not necessarily, the apartments themselves? So there's a different number or percentage as to how many individuals still don't have power?
No, that's not right. The 95% that I'm quoting where we've restored power includes restoring power to apartments as well. So as I mentioned, we had almost 80,000 residents who were without electricity immediately after Sandy's impact. That number is now down to less than 5,000 people. So those are individual apartment units, not just hallways and stairwells and common areas.
I read that in Red Hook, Con Ed brought in generator trucks for the first time only last Friday. Is that true? And if so, why did it take so long?
Well, a couple things. Con Ed has been a fantastic partner in getting power restored. As I said, we're at 95%, so we didn't get that done on our own. We've had partners from FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers, Con Edison, and many, many others. We've contracted with over 600 private sector partners to help us get the power restored and to get the heat and hot water restored. We needed to get a couple of things. Red Hook had, some specific damage where all the switch gear was completely blown and had to be rebuilt on site down in confined spaces. And so we obviously had to do that in order for power to be restored to the buildings in Red Hook. We also had to source generators from all over the country, just given the breadth of the power outages. So in many cases where I described that we've been able to bring power back, it's not because we have restored power, our buildings to the grid, is that we've hooked up temporary generators in order to provide the power. And so we had to source generators and source boilers as well for heating equipment. So it's been an all-hands-on-deck to get this done. Con Ed's been a great partner, but without the equipment, we wouldn't be able to move forward as well as we have.
One thing I'm hearing from our reporters who've been out talking to NYCHA residents in Red Hook and the Rockaways and elsewhere is that there's been little communication. As late as Friday afternoon, one of our producers spoke to a few residents in Red Hook who said they'd heard rumors that they would get power for about, or that they wouldn't get power for 3 weeks. They were rumors, but others thought it would be this weekend. Could you have communicated better? It's a very common complaint.
Well, first of all, we've worked really, really hard to communicate at a time when communications were challenged. At the height of after the storm, recognized that residents didn't have any power. So they're not like they could turn their television on or their radio on and get the information that we were communicating broadly throughout the city. We also did a door-knocking campaign and worked with the resident association leaders. I specifically talked to the tenant association leaders at Red Hook to tell them what was was going on with Ms. Marshall and the team there, so she could pass the information on through the tenant association network. We also, this weekend, we mobilized our entire senior team out to Red Hook, along with the elected officials, to do a town hall to bring residents up to speed on the specifics. We went back twice. The first time we went last week was Friday, where we met with the tenant association presidents directly, or Thursday, excuse me, and gave them detailed information about the timeline and what the challenges were specifically to restoring both power and heat and hot water. And then we went back over the weekend with our entire senior team and invited all of the community to come out and hear exactly where we were. While we were there, power was restored to a number of buildings in Red Hook West. We restored 10 of the 14 buildings to have power, and in Red Hook East, 14 of the 18 buildings. And so they could see the work going on and the results of that work as we were out giving them information. But yes, communication have been challenged because residents haven't had access to the normal traditional ways of being able to communicate.
New York City Housing Authority Chairman John Rhea with us. On longer-term displacement, the mayor said last week there could be tens of thousands, as many as 40,000 New Yorkers, mostly from public housing, he said, who need long-term temporary housing because of storm damage. Do you have a good number on that now?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which comment you're referring to, but the mayor has been clear about our focus on restoring power to all public housing residents, and he said that we would get the majority of the electricity back on over the weekend, which we did, and that we would get the majority, the vast majority, except a handful of locations, back up and running by midweek toward the back end of this week with respect to heat and hot water, and we're on track to do that. We don't think that there's substantial long-term displacement for public housing residents. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, we had some boiler rooms that were submerged in 15 feet of water, for example, out in Coney Island. That equipment is severely damaged. We couldn't just bring it back up, which is why we've had to use generators and temporary boilers in order to be a Band-Aid while we do long-term repairs to the infrastructure and the systems that were damaged. But we expect to be able to do that. It will take time. It will cost a lot of money and a lot of man hours to get it back operable, but we expect to be able to bring it back. So we don't see long-term displacement. There are a number of public housing residents who heeded the mayor's evacuation order and left their buildings. And as we brought those buildings back online, people have returned to their apartments.
But in terms of longer-term damage to some of the apartments, some of the buildings, you don't see a need, for example, at this point to bring in FEMA trailers, which had been talked about, the kind of housing people associate with New Orleans after Katrina. You don't see numbers of NYCHA residents in the thousands at all needing long-term temporary housing?
So we are working very closely. As you know, the mayor appointed Brad Gehr as his housing recovery specialist, and NYCHA is working side by side with Brad and his team to look at what the long-term implications of rehousing families are. We, again, think that there will be a small number, if any, of public housing residents that need to be rehoused on a long-term basis. We're pretty confident that we will get these buildings back up and running and people can return to their homes. That doesn't mean there aren't other New Yorkers who are going to have to look at options, and we hope to be a part of that solution in working with Brad and his team. But we're working hard, again, to ensure that public housing residents can return home.
Let me come back to the stat you gave a few minutes ago that less than 5,000, is that what you said, apartments at this point don't have power, which is way lower, if I heard you right, than what we've been hearing before. Is that an extremely recent development?
Well, again, I think, you know, it's important to put the numbers in perspective and to talk about units versus residents. And so what I specifically said is that with respect to power, there are fewer than 5,000 people who are without power. That's actually only about slightly over 2,200 apartments where power hasn't been restored. So that number has continued to come down. It was 85%, you know, toward the end of last week, and we pushed hard over the weekend to restore power to another 10,000 people, and so we've continued to see that number come down. In terms of heat and hot water, there's still roughly 7,000 units where we haven't restored heat and hot water, and that's where we're really pushing hard to get the temporary boilers in. From the time a boiler arrives here in New York City, it takes us another 3 days to get it hooked up. Remember, these are massive pieces of equipment that when we fire up one of these temporary boilers, they power, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 buildings within the development, and thousands of apartment units. So these are you know, big systems that we have to kind of plug in once they arrive, and it takes a lot of work to get them hooked up and get them operable. But the majority of the equipment is arriving as we speak, and as it arrives, we're restoring heat and hot water as well as the power.
How much is money an issue in the ability to do what you need to do after this storm? I see that Governor Cuomo is asking Washington for $30 billion in post-Sandy aid. Will some of that affect what you can do for public housing residents or cannot do?
So we've been working incredibly closely with our federal partners and our state partners, and obviously with other sister agencies in the city, from OEM to others. So FEMA has been on the ground with us since the beginning. The Secretary of HUD has been here on a number of occasions and met directly with us at NYCHA and toured and looked at the damage. And the President, President Obama, has been very clear that money will not be a hindrance to us getting our power and our systems restored. So we have confidence in that. We have not stopped to ask about the financial burden of this. We've done what we need to do, and we will continue until people have services restored. And then the work will be to make sure, and we're doing this as we go along, to make sure we try to capture every resource that's had to be expended in order to recover from Sandy. And we will make a request that will be part of what the state and the governor request to reimburse New Yorkers for the cost of the hurricane.
And last thing, we're hearing reports that NYCHA residents are going to get a break in their upcoming rent bill. What are the details? Who will be eligible?
So any apartment that was without significant services as a result of Sandy will be eligible, and we have to obviously, you know, calculate the numbers for each individual apartment and each resident and what the impact was, and we will create a rent credit that will be reflected in their January statement. So we're asking our residents to bear with us to pay their rent now while we actually calculate. There are still people who are down, right? So that calculation can't be tallied up until it's completed, and there are others whose power and heat were just restored. And so we need to get that analysis done, and we need to make sure we get it right. And we will then obviously make sure that residents who've suffered as a result of this unprecedented disaster are compensated financially.
And let me just throw in the question for NYCHA residents who are listening right now, who want more information. Where's the best place for them to get it? On the status of heat and hot water or power or rent or anything else?
Yeah, so we've been, from day one, we've had tremendous amount of information on our website. The information, you know, is specific information is available to 311, for example, when families needed access to food and water. We had set up 14 stations around NYCHA developments, and we were passing out, you know, prepared meals and water, doing door-to-door activity, providing medical assistance. That information was available through 311, but also on NYCHA's website. Each day, we've updated where are we with respect to restoration of services. That information is available, but again, we recognize that for residents who didn't have power in their apartments, the traditional sources have not been the best way, and that's why we've continued to fan out and try to get information word of mouth, door to door.
John Rhea, chairman of the New York City Housing Authority, good luck continuing to get everything back up. Thanks for coming on with us.
I appreciate it, Brian. Thanks.
And coming up next, we'll mark Veterans Day by asking what the second Obama administration should do for all those troops he's bringing home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Stay with us.